माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जयो राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे, जयो श्री गोपाल श्री गोपाल जय श्री गोपाल। नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि बोल। जय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद प्रभुपा जय जय प्रभुपा।
श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नंदगोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः नमो पंकज नाभाय नमो पंकज मालिने नमो पंकज नेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रहे। हरे कृष्णा। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 28 एंटाइटल्ड ज्ञान योगा टेक्स्ट नंबर 44। योगचर्याम इमाम योगी विचरन मदपाश्रया नांतरायेर विहन्नेत निस्पृह स्वसुखानुभू। योगचर्याम इमाम योगी विचरन मदपाश्रया नांतरायेर विहन्नेत निस्पृह स्वसुखानुभू। योगचर्याम इमाम योगी विचरन मदपाश्रया नांतरायेर विहन्नेत निस्पृह स्वसुखानुभू। योगचर्यामिमां योगी विचरन् मदपाश्रया नान्तरायैर्विहन्नेत निस्पृह स्वसुखानुभू। योगचर्यामिमां योगी विचरन् मदपाश्रया नान्तरायैर्विहन्नेत निस्पृह स्वसुखानुभू। योगचर्यामिमां योगी विचरन् मदपाश्रया नान्तरायैर्विहन्नेत निस्पृह स्वसुखानुभू। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग योगचर्याम द प्रिस्क्राइब्ड प्रोसेस ऑफ योगा। इमाम दिस योगी द प्रैक्टिशनर विचरन एग्जीक्यूटिंग मत अपाश्रया हैविंग टेकन शेल्टर ऑफ मी न नॉट अंतराये बाय ऑब्स्टेकल्स विहन्नेत इज चेक्ड निस्पृह फ्री फ्रॉम हैंकरिंग स्व ऑफ द सोल सुख द हैप्पीनेस अनुभू एक्सपीरियंसिंग विद इन। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय द डिसाइपल ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन द योगी हु हैज टेकन शेल्टर ऑफ मी remains free from hankering because he experiences the happiness of the soul within. Thus, while executing this process of yoga, he is never defeated by obstacles. Translation once again. The yogi who has taken shelter of me remains free from hankering because he experiences the happiness of the soul within. Thus, while executing the process of yoga, he is never defeated by obstacles. Purport. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, the Supreme Lord has briefly described to Uddhava the essential wisdom of all the Upanishads, with the conclusion that pure devotional service to the Lord is the real means of ultimate liberation. In this regard, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur emphasizes that although Hatha Yogis and Raja Yogis try to make progress along their prescribed paths, they confront obstacles and often fail to achieve their desired goals. However, one who surrenders to the Supreme Lord will certainly be victorious on his spiritual path back home, back to Godhead. Thus ends the purport of the humble servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, to the 11th canto, 20th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Gyan Yoga. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Aham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathandvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhandvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Rundavaneshwari Rushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Rubhesha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhaktarunda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, I am gathering all courage to seek blessings of Vaishnavas assembled here. Radha Gopinath Prabhu, Sri Chaitanya Prabhu, Krishnam Prabhu, Shadbhuj Prabhu and all my colleagues, Radha Duti Prabhu, Dauji Prabhu. So I seek blessings so that I can put into the practice whatever I am going to share, which I have learned from in the association of devotees. Nothing belongs to me. So, Hare Krishna. So there is one verse glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Sammitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi Nishreyasaya Lokasya Dhanyam Swasti Ayanam Mahat. Considering the current situation of lockdown. So this lockdown situation might be standing in the way of our independent life. We are waiting to fly like a free bird. We are waiting for the first opportunity so that we can fly as we like and wherever we like. So, talking about this freedom, we remember the conversation between Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada. When Srila Prabhupada raised this question that who will listen to your Lord Chaitanya's message when India is dependent country? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur replied that Lord Chaitanya's message cannot wait to see the external situation, the change in external situation. Similarly, following this statement of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our devotee is also going out, not out of this compound, but they are reaching out to people through social media and through other means of communication and sharing Krishna Katha with them. And we would like to especially thanks to all the Bhagavad Kovida speakers, because I personally heard their lectures, so I can definitely with gratitude thank them. Who nicely shared based on scriptural principles, how to organize our life, which is bound to get scattered in adverse situation like this of corona. Coming to this verse, which is the concluding verse of this chapter, Jnana Yoga, Krishna is telling Uddhava, the yogi who has taken shelter of me, mat apashraya, remains free from hankering. Hankering means nispraha. Because he experiences the happiness of the soul, swasukhanubhu, within. Thus, while executing the process of yoga, yoga charyam, like devotee, they have dinacharya. Similarly, yogis, they have a yoga charya. So while executing this process of yoga, he is never defeated, vihan neta, by obstacles, antarayahe. So there is another verse parallel to this translation, which comes in Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, when Shukdev Goswami is giving description of autumn season in Vrindavan. Now, there is a summer season going on, so we all are waiting for Varsha Rutu. So this verse is connection with Varsha Rutu. Girayo Varsha Dhara Abhir Hanyamanana Vivyathu Abhibhuyamana Vyasaner Yatha Adhokshaja Chetasa. Just as devotees whose minds are absorbed in Krishna, Adhokshaja Chetasa, remain peaceful, Na Vivyathu, they remain peaceful, even when attacked, abhibhuyamana, by all sorts of dangers, vesane. Similarly, the mountains, giraya, in the rainy season, were not at all disturbed by the repeated striking, hanyamana, of the rain-bearing clouds, varsha dharabhi. So devotee is unaffected because he is Krishna conscious in all circumstances. Just like the mountains in Varsha Rutu, they are not attacked, they are not affected, they are not shaken when attacked or struck by rain-bearing clouds. The purport to this verse is very inspiring to me. The mountains are not shaken when splashed by torrents of rain. Rather, they are cleansed of dirt and become resplendent and beautiful. An advanced devotee of the Supreme Lord is not shaken from his devotional program, Dinacharya, by disturbing conditions, which instead cleans his heart of the dust of attachment to this world. Thus the devotee becomes beautiful and resplendent by tolerating difficult conditions. I am very small to, you know, speak this, but certainly this is our aspiration. Our Shamanand Prabhu had told us once that life is never linear. Linear means straight line. Life is never linear. Situation in life keep on changing, demanding a new version of you to deal with them. Situation in life keep on changing, demanding a new version of you to deal with them. Our perspectives, consciousness has to be upgraded to cope up with the challenging situations, with the obstacles in life. In this shloka, the word used for obstacle is antaraya. Antaraya, this word is also used in few places in Srimad Bhagavatam, which also means with mistake, disturbances, or discrepancies. So I was introduced to Krishna consciousness when I was doing my graduation, and I was staying away from my home, in a home where an elderly person would come to regularly see me, my welfare, how, whether I am studying properly or not, whether I am keeping the house neat on, neat or neat and clean or not. So he would come regularly and see me. So as I was taking up Krishna consciousness, he started seeing beadbag in my hand, tilak on my forehead, and the ecstasy in the beginning which one experiences. So he observed me for a week, and finally he had to tell something which he was actually waiting for an opportunity, right opportunity, so that he can reveal his heart. And he started telling me that, look Nitin, bhakti is all good. But certainly there will be obstacles on the path of bhakti. So be careful. So I thought he is actually jealous of me. You know, I am, you know, enthusiastically chanting. I am in so much bliss. So I think he is jealous of me. That's why he is telling. So I was thinking in my mind that Krishna se pyar kiya to darna kya? So that was my initial, you know, that spirit of a neophyte. So then, and I changed the subject because there is no point in discussing further on this. So I changed the subject. But now I look back and see, gone are those days when I was ecstatic. Now I am trying to become sober, remembering that elderly person's wisdom. Initial days of Krishna consciousness were certainly ecstatic with meager endeavor on our part to earn that ecstasy. But as we spend years together, we see that obstacles do come in our way. But if we are Krishna consciousness, then we understand these obstacles are acting as an impetus for our further advancement in bhakti. The obstacles on the path of bhakti appeal to us to endeavor more to earn the ecstasy which we had experienced before. Vraj Bihari Prabhu would say, whenever he would take yatra, he would say that first one or two yatras are free. Not free of registration fees, but free of ecstasy. You get ecstasy very easily because new places, new prasadam items, everything is hari bol, hari bol. So you are in ecstasy. But as you go again and again, visit holy places again and again, then you actually endeavor more to absorb in hearing and chanting the same pastimes, seeing the same holy places, you know, and getting absorbed there, witnessing Lord's pastime there. So Krishna is telling here that one who has taken shelter of me will remain free from obstacles. Krishna is not telling that one will be free from obstacles. He is telling one who has taken shelter of me will never get defeated by obstacles. So he is telling one will not be free from obstacles on this path. Obstacles will be there. So Krishna is giving us hope that we will be able to overcome the obstacles on our way to reach Him by taking His shelter. And best means to take Krishna's shelter is through the process of hearing and chanting in the association of devotees. One time I was sharing my struggle with senior devotee. I don't want to take his name. He may get embarrassed because my struggle was like that. So, one time I was sharing my struggle with him and I was struggling to appropriately frame my struggle. Sometimes it happens and you take very long time to frame your struggle. But then in a very short time, this devotee said, Harato Angatapam. Harato Angatapam, this word comes in Rukmini's prayer. So he said, he did not say, he just said Harato Angatapam, then I interpreted it, I have got high fever. Not because of corona, but because of, you know, my conditioning. So you need to take this medicine that Rukmini is telling in her letter to Krishna. Bhuvana Sundara Shunvatamte Nirvishya Karna Vivare Harato Angatapam. O beauty of the words, Krishna, Bhuvana Sundar, having heard of your qualities, Shrutva Gunan, which enter Nirvishya, the ears of those who hear. Why it is said, the ears of those who hear? Because, you know, everyone, I mean, it's a common phenomenon to have ear. But even though a person has ears, he may not hear Krishna Katha. Therefore, it is said here, the ears of those who hear Krishna's qualities. So what happens? it removes the bodily distress. Bodily distress. Angatapam. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, quoting Sridhar Swami, he says that bodily distress refers to gross and subtle pains. So Krishna Katha removes gross and subtle pains of ours. So Sridhar Swami says that having entered the ears of attentive young women, because Rukmini is praying, so she is referring to woman. Having entered the ears of attentive young women, your wonderful qualities completely destroy all their pains, both subtle and gross. So, in this verse, Krishna is giving us hope that matapashraya, if you take shelter of me, certainly you will not get defeated by obstacles while you are performing your dinacharya. So, matapashraya is a very important verse. So we experience Krishna's shelter by being in the vicinity of His mercy, which is manifested through His holy name, association of devotees, hearing or recitation, Srimad Bhagavatam, deity worship and holy places. This is how we experience Krishna's shelter by being in the vicinity of His mercy. So responsibility lies with us to remain in the vicinity of Krishna's mercy. Otherwise, instead of defeating obstacles, we will get overwhelmed by the obstacle. At least I can say to, my situation. So what it means to remain in the vicinity of Krishna's mercy? I was in Vrindavan and I was in the room. It was afternoon time and I was very hungry. And I was looking around if I can get some prasadam. So nobody was around. Then I thought, let me go to Krishna Balaram temple. Let me try my luck. And then I was roaming around the prasadam hall of Krishna Balaram temple. So that, if only I can get the mercy of prasadam at that crucial time. So one devotee saw me and he called me up and I had nice prasadam. Then I was reflecting, if I would not have gone to Krishna Balaram temple, I would have missed, having prasadam. So I had to endeavor to walk little bit, go to Krishna Balaram temple and have prasadam. So I had to go near that prasadam hall. So going near means being in the vicinity of Krishna's mercy, so that we have opportunity to take shelter of Him. In Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada mentions, devotional service itself is the only way of advancing in devotional life. Like in office, we have one person who is going to give us promotion. So we have to please him somehow or other. We have to take, responsibility and we have to show him that we are competent to, cover the project until, it ends. But if we take panga with him, some challenge, then he will not give us promotion. Similarly in bhakti also, if we challenge devotees, then hardly there is any hope for us to advance in bhakti. Because as Srila Rupa Goswami is saying, devotional service itself is the only way of advancing in devotional life. And Srila Rupa Goswami further points out the five potent forms of bhakti, as I had mentioned earlier. And they are so potent that a small attachment of any one of these five items can arouse devotional ecstasy, as it is mentioned here in this word, sva sukhanubhu, devotional ecstasy, even in a neophyte who fights every day. So among the five important items, we see holy name, holy places, hearing or recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipping the deity. Among these five items, these four items indicates to us to admire the association of devotees. In Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada, at one place he says, association of devotees. In another place he says, serving the devotees. So, admiring association of devotees is very important. So, from my old stock, there is something to share. सारी उंगलियां समेटो तो मुट्ठी बन जाती है, यही ताकत की निशानी कहलाती है. सो एज अ डिवोटी वी एस्पायर फॉर स्पिरिचुअल स्ट्रेंथ, नॉट फिजिकल स्ट्रेंथ. फिजिकल स्ट्रेंथ वी कैनॉट गेट एज मच एज वी वॉन्ट, बट सर्टनली वी नीड स्पिरिचुअल स्ट्रेंथ टू कॉम्बैट विथ द ऑब्स्टेकल्स इन अवर पाथ ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस. अकेले में अक्सर हम अपनी परछाइयों से डर जाते हैं. अकेले में हम अपनी परछाइयों से डर जाते हैं. साथ मिले अगर किसका तो हम दुनिया से दुनिया जीत जाते हैं. सो वी डोंट वॉन्ट टू विन ओवर द वर्ल्ड, एक्चुअली वी वॉन्ट टू विन ओवर अवर सेल्स बिकॉज वी आर स्ट्रगलिंग. सो एटलीस्ट इफ वी विन ओवर अवर सेल्फ, दैट इन इट सेल्फ इज अ victory. So many times will come in our life when we will hate the journey which we have chosen. Many times will come when we will be close to giving up. Many times will come when we will want to quit. But we have opportunity for many times to associate with the devotees and cry in front of them and seek their guidance and seek their guidance in our struggle. So pleasing Krishna mat apashraya or taking Krishna's shelter become tangible when we serve and please his devotees and take their shelter. So what is the position of Lord's devotees? Their position is very, very special. Because Lord empowers his devotees to do Herculean task. Why he cannot empower his devotees to, you know, help us as individually to come out of our struggle? Srila Prabhupada would say that servant by the grace of the Lord does more than the Lord. Lord can do, but he likes his servant to get glory, get credit. I was hearing Vrajbhai Prabhu's lecture on Ramayana. So he was mentioning this about empowerment. So Hanuman, when he jumped to Lanka, he killed Ravana's army, special army, which was known as Kinkaras. Like we have national security guards, black commandos. Similarly, Ravana's army, Kinkaras, they were also very powerful and they were 80,000 in number. And Hanuman defeated them, killed them in few minutes. So in compared to that, Ram in Janasthan, he killed 14,000. Rakshasas, their leaders were Khara and Dushana in 2 hours. Hanuman killed Kinkaras, 80,000 Kinkaras in few minutes, but Ram killed 14,000 Rakshasas in 2 hours. So you can see. So the servant of Lord Ram is, you can understand what he is. And even Lord, how did Lord Ram go to Lanka? He went to Lanka by walking, but Hanuman jumped to Lanka. So this is Lord's devotee. When Srila Prabhupada was asked once that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could have spread the holy name all around, very easily, why did not do so then? Srila Prabhupada lowered his head and said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left that service for me. He wanted to give the credit of this service to me. And if you see, Lord is never separated from his devotees. If you see Lord's pastime, his activities, devotees are always there. Lord cannot be separated from his devotees. And this should inspire us to take shelter of devotees when we face obstacles. And no doubt, they will help us to pass through our struggle. Or remind us of why our current struggle is worth it. Now the big question is how we associate with devotees. How we should live in the association of devotees. Because the association of devotees should not be obstacle for us while rendering devotional service. So therefore we should carefully associate with devotees. We receive the wealth of Krishna Katha in the association of devotees. Expecting anything else from devotees may put us in anxiety. Why anxiety? Because our expectations are not always reasonable for devotees to fulfill them. But it is certain that through seva, by sincerely trying to please the devotees, we will receive something which will be beyond our expectation. And there is a pastime of Prabhupada, Vrachandra Prabhu was reading in Lilamrut, where Srila Prabhupada offers $50 each to Nanda Kumar Prabhu and Shrutakirti Prabhu for their children. So this was beyond their expectation to receive money from Srila Prabhupada. They received $50 each from Srila Prabhupada. So that was beyond their expectation. This is how devotees reciprocate, which may not be, you know, what we had expected. Prahlad Maharaj, in his prayer to Narasimha Dev, he says, Kvaham raja prabhavai shatamodhikesmin jata suretara kule tavanukampa na brahmano na tu bhavasya na vairamaya yanmer pita shirasi padmakara prasada. So here Prahlad Maharaj is praying to Narasimha Dev, what is my position? Jata sure tarakule. I was born in Rakshasa family. Completely overpowered by passion and ignorance. Jata sure tarakule. This is my position. And what is to be said of your causeless mercy? Tavanukampa, O Lord. Which was never offered. Na brahmano na tu bhavasya na vai ramaya, which was not offered to Brahma, to Lord Shiva, to even Parvati. What was that mercy? Lord Narasimha Dev put his lotus hand upon the head of Prahlad Maharaj. And Prahlad Maharaj remembers that. So similarly, devotees also in our life, they affectionately smile, embrace, put their hands upon our shoulder. And it means a lot to us. These exchanges offer us more assurance to continue in our devotional service. It is said that God gives and forgives, and man gets and forgets. So this applies to devotees also. Devotees, they give and they forgive. And personally, I can say for myself, I get and I forget. So our struggle is at least to, you know, remember what devotees have done for us. When I was 12, I remember becoming angry with my father, and I took small stone and I threw at him. I was very angry. My father smiled. He did not tell me, go out of home, leave home. You are not fit to stay in my home. No. He affectionately, you know, embraced me. And whatever mistakes I had done, he forgave those. So similarly, devotees also, they give hope. They give support. Vrajbihari Prabhu often, he would tell me that, I am interested in you more than what you can do for me. So devotees, they give hope, support, they give their time, their good wishes, their prayers, and the seva, service. If they stop giving service, then we miss on something. So this is what devotees offer: hope, support, time, prayer, good wishes. And instead of being grateful, we seek justice from the devotees. We try to prove ourselves that we are right. Why you have chastised me? I am right. See, how am I right? We count their action, words and behavior, and we discount their intentions. So still, this is our precarious situation. Still devotees, they forgive. वो बोलते हैं इसको और एक चांस देते हैं. Sometimes he will improve in future. This is the mood of devotees. And I am too small in my experience to speak on this, I know. But somehow I am trying to share so that I can live up to this standard. And sometimes we see relationships are broken into pieces. But within that relationship, if one person does beg forgiveness and other person still remains adamant and not wanting to improve relationship, then it only indicates other person's weak connection with Krishna. Because God gives and forgives. This is the nature of Krishna to forgive. So if we cannot forgive, then it only indicates we have weak connection with Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said two things. If we do, we'll go back home, back to Godhead. Attentive chanting and attentive dealings with Vaishnavas. So if we are in genuine mood of service, then Krishna surely, through His devotees' guidance, will uplift us in any kind of obstacle in our life. But if we offend Vaishnavas, then as Narottam Das Thakur says, Tomastane aparade nahi paritran. Alone, without association of devotees, will be bereft of hope. There is a nice dealing between Vidura and Maitreya in the third canto. Vidura is requesting Maitreya to speak Krishna Katha. Tadasya kausharava sharma datur hare kathameva katha susaram udhrutya pushpe vyivarta bandho shivayana kirtaya tirtha girte. O Maitreya, O friend of the distress, Ivartha Bandhu, the glories of the Supreme Lord can alone do good for people all over the world. Therefore, just as bees, Udhrutya Pushpebhya, collect honey from flowers, kindly describe the essence of all topics, the topics of the Lord. So after requesting for Krishna Katha, immediately Vidura requests Maitreya to speak upon the Purusha incarnations of the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport that Vidura was undoubtedly very eager for Krishna Katha in particular, but he was overwhelmed because Krishna had just passed away from this visible world. He therefore wanted to hear about his Purusha incarnations. And this hint was given to Maitreya because Maitreya also could not decide where I should start. So here we understand that Vidura in his particular situation did not want to hear direct Krishna Katha. And sometimes we also struggle and we are not in a situation to focus our mind directly on Krishna, Krishna Katha. Then if we give small hint, as Vidura had given small hint to Maitreya, if we give small hint to devotees about our struggle, then they will surely help us accordingly. They know what medicine to be administered. Without giving hint of our struggle to them, they are also not sure how to help this guy, this fellow. Further, now in their conversation, Maitreya Muni says that he honors Vidura very greatly and began to speak at Vidura's request for the greatest welfare of all people. And in purport, Prabhupada says, the great sage Maitreya Muni is described here as Bhagwan because he surpassed all ordinary human beings in learning and experience. Thus, his selection of the greatest welfare service for the world is considered authoritative. So the test of relationship is when we receive feedback from others. How much we are ready to receive feedback from others positively. This is the test of relationship. And Vidura had accepted the authority of Maitreya. And he was ready to listen from Maitreya. Similarly, if we trust sincere devotees, their intuition, then at times we are also protected from getting deviated or come out of our current struggle. Further, Vidura says to Maitreya, Naitat chitram tvai shattar badarayana viriyaje grihito ananya bhavena yatvaya haririshvara. O Vidura, it is not at all wonderful that you have so accepted the Lord without deviation of thought. Ananya bhavena, for you were born from the semen of Vyasdev. In purport, Prabhupada says, the value of great parentage and noble birth is evaluated here in connection with the birth of Vidura. So there is also a point that depending upon one's upbringing, one behaves with us. Sometimes we think how this devotee can do this to me. How devotee can behave like this. But the samskaras in which we have grown up, that plays important role in our dealings. If someone deals harshly with us, then it is not our problem, it is their problem. And just by saying it is their problem, it does not, absolve us from the responsibility to rectify our mistake. But the point is that there are gross conducts and there are sophisticated conducts, and all are based on one's past samskaras. And this is the nice verse Vidura, Maitreya speaks. Bhavan Bhagavato Nityam Sammarta Sanugasyaha Yasya Gyanopadeshaya Madishat Bhagavan Vrajan. Your good self is one of the eternal associate of Krishna. For whose sake the Lord, while going back to his abode, left instruction with me. This is what Maitreya tells. So just by reading this, hearing this, surely these words of Maitreya would have had melted the heart of Vidura. Lord remembered me. Lord left instruction for me. A devotee, here we can understand, a devotee connects us to Guru and Krishna. He makes us feel important or worth in the service of Guru and Krishna. These are the dealings between two devotees. Now we will see how Lord deals with his devotee. So there is a pastime of Haridas Thakur, disappearance pastime. So we see that when Govinda brings Lord Jagannath Mahaprasad to Haridas Thakur, then Haridas Thakur says that I have not completed my round, so I cannot eat. But since this is Jagannath Mahaprasad, so I will accept little bit. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes next day. And he inquires from Haridas Thakur, Haridas, how are you? Then Haridas Thakur immediately offers obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he says, Lord Chaitanya, my body is all right, but my mind and intelligence are not well. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further inquires, can you ascertain what your disease is? Then Haridas Thakur says, my disease is that I cannot complete my rounds. This is my disease. Sometimes it is a struggle. Now that you have become old, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you may reduce the number of your rounds. You are already liberated and therefore you need not follow the regulative principles very strictly. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Loka nistarite yei tomar avatar, namer mahima loke karila prachar. Your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general. You have sufficiently preached the glories of the holy name in this world. Now therefore, please reduce the fixed number of rounds you chant. Haridas replied, O Lord, kindly hear my real plea. Hina jata janma mora ninda kalevar, hina karme rata mui adhama pamar. I was born in an inferior family. My body is most abominable. I always engage in low work. Therefore, I am the lowest, most condemned of men. My dear Lord, by your mercy, you have made me dance in many ways. And Haridas Thakur remembers the incident where he was offered the Shraddha Patra by Advaita Acharya. This is your mercy, O Lord. So I have had one desire for a very long time. I think that quite soon, my Lord, you will bring to close your pastime within this material world. I wish that you not show me this closing chapter of your pastime. Before that time occurs, kindly let my body fall down in your presence. Rudaye dharimu tomar kamala charan, nayane dekhimu tomar chandavadan. Jivaya uccharimu tomar krishna chaitanya naam, yehi mata mora icha chadimu paran. Kindly let me give up my body in this way. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear Haridas, Krishna is so merciful that he must execute whatever you want. Kintu amar ye kichu sukha sab toma laiya tomar yogya nahe yabe amar chhadiya. This is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood. This is how Lord Chaitanya, you know, deals with his devotees. But whatever happiness is mine is all due to your association, O Haridas. Kintu amar ye kichu sukha sab toma laiya. Whatever happiness is mine is because of your association, Haridas. And sometimes we become unhappy to see some devotees. So, therefore it is not fitting for you to go away and leave me behind. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Don't go, Haridas Thakur. So then Haridas Thakur, he caught hold Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet and, you know, he says that, don't create such illusion, O Lord. Although I am so fallen, you must certainly show me this mercy. My Lord, there are many respectable personalities, millions of devotees who are fit to sit on my head. They are all helpful in your pastimes. My Lord, if an insignificant insect like me dies, what is the loss? If an ant dies, where is the loss to the material world? This is the mood of a devotee. He deserves nothing. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departs. He embraces Haridas Thakur. This is the exchange of a Lord to his devotees. Just like Lord Narasimhadev put upon his lotus hand on the head of Prahlad Maharaj. Here we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embracing Haridas Thakur. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes next day and he inquired, my dear Haridas, what is the news? Haridas Thakur says, my Lord, whatever mercy you can bestow upon me, this is the news. Upon hearing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begins congregational chanting. Haridasera guna kahite prabhu haila panchamukh, kahite kahite prabhu bade mahasukh. As he described the glories, transcendental attributes of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seemed to possess five mouths. The more he described, the more his great happiness increased. Then Haridas Thakur departs from this world, and then the samadhi ceremony took place, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in order to honor the disappearance day of Haridas Thakur, he distributes prasadam. Before that, he bakes prasadam in front of Simhadar. He, you know, bakes prasadam from the prasadam vendors. And this is how the honoring of disappearance day is over. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Haridasera Vijayasav Ye Kaila Darshan. Whoever has seen, witnessed Haridas Thakur's Vijayasav, Ye Iha Nritya Kaila, Ye Kaila Kirtan, Ye Tandre Valuka Dila. Whoever has offered the sand in samadhi, Karila Gaman, Tara Madhe Mohosava Ye Kaila Bhojan. Whoever has accepted prasad, Aiche Haibe Tasabara Krishna Prapti, Haridasa Darshan Haya Aiche Shakti. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives benediction that one will achieve the favor of Krishna very soon. And there is such wonderful power in seeing Haridas Thakur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further says, Kripa Kari Krishna More Diya Chila Sangha Swatantra Krishnera Icha Kaila Sangha Bhanga. Being merciful upon me, Krishna gave me the association of Haridas. Here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms that association of devotees is the mercy of Krishna. Being merciful upon me, Krishna gave me the association of Haridas. Being independent in his desire, he has now broken that association. So Krishna is independent in his reciprocation. So we need to show Krishna that we are eager for associating with your devotees and serving them according to our capacity, so that Krishna will keep us in association of his devotees. Haridasera Icha Yabe Haila Chalite Amara Shakti Tandre Narila Rakite. When Haridas Thakur wanted to leave this material world, it was not within my power to detain him. Similarly, devotees' prayers also act in this way, where Lord becomes subordinate to devotees and, you know, helps. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime with devotees are filled with exchanges of appreciation and expressions of gratitude. So in conclusion, we understand the ashraya, ashrita and ashraya. So Lord and His devotees are there to give us shelter, ashraya. So we need to keep our consciousness sheltered in them, ashrita. And then we'll experience the shelter of Lord and His devotees, ashraya. Tukaram Maharaj, in one of his abhangas, he says that Jau devachya gava deva deila visava. Let us go back home, back to Godhead. Jau devachya gava, in Marathi also back to Godhead is named as Jau devachya gava. Deva deila visava. Visava means shelter. Lord and His devotees will give shelter. Deva sango sukha dukha deva nivarila bhuka. Whatever our struggle, happiness, distress, we will share with the Lord and His devotees. They will quench our thirst. They will pacify us. They will help us. Ghalu devasicha bhara deva sukacha sagara. They are very merciful. If we take their time, Prabhuji, I am struggling, please help me. So they will not deny their association. They will certainly give their time. So ghalu devas is a bhara. Bhar matlab unko bhar dena. I mean burden. But it's a burden of love for the devotees. So never mind to give that burden to devotees in our struggle. Raho zavali devapashi ata zadoni payasi. Raho zavali devapashi. Let us, live in close proximity with the Lord and live in the association of devotees. Ata zadoni payasi, and take their shelter. Tukam hane ami bale ya devachi ladi bale. We are very dear to Krishna and His devotees. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana ki jai.